Portsmouth City Council has admitted fining hospital visitors £123,000 in just 11 weeks. It follows the installation of a camera in a bus lane at the Queen Alexandra Hospital in Cosham. More than 2,000 tickets have been issued, but there are complaints from people who say it's because the bus lane isn't properly signposted. Our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake is by the bus lane in Cosham for us this morning. And this has turned out to be a huge earner for the City Council, hasn't it, Dominic?
It has, Jules. We were very surprised when we saw these figures. I'm looking across to this camera in Cavell Drive. It was set up on July the 22nd, and in the first 77 days, we found out that it led to the issuing of 2,062 tickets. Now, of course, at £60 a ticket, that adds up very quickly, £1,600 in fines every day, or more than £11,000 a week. The penalty is reduced to £30 if people pay it straight away, but it's still a huge amount of money in a very short space of time, isn't it?
Indeed. And patients and visitors are saying and telling us it's not their fault, Dominic.
Yes, that's what we've been hearing. Cavell Drive itself is at a crossroads, Julian, and the bus lane is very clearly marked if you're driving straight towards it, but it's much harder to spot if you're turning into it from the left or right. The signs are quite high up. There are almost 90 degrees to people if they're approaching from the north or south. And the bus lane symbols themselves are also partially obscured by other hospital signs as you approach them, and a lot of people are being caught out. I've been speaking to some of them. One of them is Andrew Perrier, who was at QA Hospital with his terminally ill wife, Wendy, recently. Now, he accidentally turned into the bus lane, but by the time he got the fine, his wife, Wendy, had actually died.
The Monday, I had to do a double take when I looked at my car and I saw there's a picture of me and my wife in there. And obviously, you know, I just lost her on the Saturday, which obviously was like a double whammy, of course, with everything else going on. Sort of rubbed salt into the wounds. If I'd gone through something and I'd seen those signs, you know, I would just pay it and that's that, I suppose. But because I've gone back and had a good check, I really feel it seems unfair. The council need to make sure it's correctly set up, you know, so that they're actually doing this reasonably rather than catching people. Certainly in hospital, people are either going there for treatment or whatever, so it just seems rather underhand. Surely if you have something that's generating such a high volume of tickets, you would look to see a reason why, maybe.
Andrew there with a very sad story as well connected with that. So, Dom, it's all about the criticism is about the way it's signposted. What does the City Council say?
Well, the City Council says that the signs are fine. We asked Councillor Jim Fleming for an interview. He's the Cabinet Member for Traffic and Transport. Unfortunately, he was too busy to speak to us, but we did get a statement. It says that anyone can appeal against their penalty charge, that compassionate grounds would be considered, and that this camera was installed to stop people using Cavell Drive as a rat run to help with congestions, and as I say, that these signs comply with national regulations as far as they're concerned. Now, he also confirmed that there have only been 19 successful appeals and that none of those appeals have been granted on the basis that there's anything wrong with the signposting.
And in the meantime, Dom, the money keeps rolling in.
Yes, this is it. You would always think there might be a disincentive to look at why this is happening, Julian, with so much money coming in. The council's website, though, says very clearly it's not a profit-making exercise. They say the fines are being reinvested in traffic and transport. But, of course, if it carries on issuing tickets at this rate, the penalty charge notices themselves will add up to almost £600,000 a year.
Dominic, thank you very much indeed. And that's just from one camera, in case you're just waking up and thinking you're mishearing that. So that's Dominic Blake, our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter outside Queen Alexandra Hospital in Portsmouth. What do you think about that? If you've got a story to tell about that or a comment to make, you know what to do. Call the newsmaker number.